Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Spray.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Spray.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, loaded final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 FM, The Fan. What happened? What are we talking about?
Oh, we're just talking about how much of an idiot you
are. Secret secrets are no fun.
Fat idiot.
Secret secrets.
I don't like this.
Help no one.
I really don't like this, like, oh, if you're fat and you're shirtless, it's totally cool. Rock on, bro. But if you're not slightly overweight, it's you're douchey.
You're douchey.
Yeah, you're gloating.
You're gloating. You're trying to show off your body. You're trying to intimidate people.
First of all,
look at me. I'm in shape.
Oh, look at me. I work out all the time and I eat healthy.
So what's the fat guy?
I'm hanging out, having a good time.
He's just comfortable in his own skin.
I'm just comfortable in my own skin. I'm out here grilling.
No, the fat guy also loves his body. Otherwise, he wouldn't be shirtless.
I enjoyed this. People, by the way, are now texting in their power ranking of fan hosts.
I told you, that's all. Terrifying. That's all.
I'm enjoying reading those.
Yeah.
I went for a run. It was hot, so I was shirtless.
Yeah.
I was sweating profusely. Even when it did stop, I got that sticky sweat feel. I didn't want to put a shirt over
Why do you have the grill in the driveway? Are you not
I put my Blackstone in my garage.
Oh, and then you wheel it out into
the
driveway?
And I wheel out into the driveway so the tacos, your chicken steak smoke isn't staining my wall.
Makes sense.
It's a nice, actually underrated setup. I got a TV in there. I got my gym, which I call Arnie's for Arnold Schwarzenegger, perfect body of all time. And then in the nice summer days, I roll it out in the driveway and I just hang out.
I tell Schwarzenegger to put a shirt on too. Put a shirt on, Arnie. Nobody wants to see that. Somebody said nobody wants to stop by and have a beer with you because they don't want your plant-based garbage vegan stuff. Healthy people are lame. Amen, brother.
That's good. I had chicken and steak on the grill. I made tacos last night. It was amazing.
Probably fake chicken.
No.
You're probably a fake taco
impossible
guy.
Steak.
Impossible. You're an impossible steak guy, aren't you?
I'm real of steak, 100%. I'm red-blooded. I'm an American.
I don't think you are. It's communist.
It's some juicy, fat-popping brats on there. With little skin splits.
The chicken and steak street tacos, undefeated. I had everything. I grilled the pineapple. I made the pico. I had guac.
I love this.
I had real cheese.
Every host on The Fan is number one in my book, except Dirt. That guy's a bitch. LOL, just kidding. Love you, buddy. Thank you. Thank you. Happy Wednesday. Keep your fan host power rankings coming in, and we'll read some of those on the air if we want to in the final hour. Status story, right around the corner. First FM version for us, and that was my first kind of, you know, flub going into the last hour of the show. 1080 The Fan's been ingrained in my brain. The good thing is we're still
on
1080 The Fan.
It's so Fan Network.
I just got to say The Fan Network. We'll get used to it, but 105.1 Day 2 FM for us. Very excited. Yesterday was a banner day on The Fan all day long, and it's one of those that, you know, a lot of these days in the industry kind of run together. Shows blend together. You're like, what did we do 2 months ago? I couldn't tell you. That's one yesterday. That's a show that I will never forget for however long my career is. That's a day and a morning and a moment and just a couple hours. It was a gauntlet to get through it and to get ready to do it, and it was an awesome day, and so it's one that I'll never forget, man. It was a lot of fun. Let's get to, people are now texting in that you make tofurkey for Thanksgiving. I think he definitely does. It is day two of Big Ten Media Days. Before I play this audio from
a
player
from
yesterday, did you see this note on Ryan Day? So Ryan Day was there yesterday. Mm-hmm. National champion Ryan Day.
Yeah, it can't be Michigan.
Fourth place Big Ten finisher Ryan Day.
Can I say this about Ryan Day?
Yeah, what do you got?
There was a part of me, and Ryan Day has actually endured a lot of harassment from Buckeye fans because they're absolute psychotic people.
People wanted to kill him after losing to Michigan, literally.
They threatened his family.
They told him he should commit suicide, and his father committed suicide.
Yeah, like I was happy to see him win. I don't like the Buckeyes, but I was happy for him for that reason. We need to have a how to dress properly intervention with Ryan Day. Ooh. Did you see this suit?
I did see his suit yesterday.
Terrible, Kenny. Just absolute awful suit. First of all, the jacket's like two sizes too big.
It's too big of a jacket.
This is a fitted era.
Yeah.
Wear the clothes either tight or just slightly past tight. Make it look good.
We need to bring Baggy back.
He's wearing a triple XL jacket. His pants look like they're three sizes too big. Like, you're better than that,
The
man.
Beard was nice and dyed, though, wasn't it?
Of course it was.
Nice and dark.
God forbid a guy in his late 40s or 50s have any gray in his hair.
How old is Ryan Day?
I don't know, but we know that's a dye job.
46 years old, Ryan Day is.
I'm 38. I got some grays on the side.
I got grays, too. And he is like jet black everywhere.
Yeah.
His hair, the beard, it's jet, as dark black as you could get.
Yeah, it's definitely not the look so natural no one can tell.
Nobody can
tell.
But
it is the Just for Men gel.
Yeah, the jacket was too big. I'm with you there. He's had a problem with that. Lanning's had a bit of an issue with this in his career. I'm curious to see how he looks today. I think for a while there he had like one suit and he wore it to everything that Oregon did.
Well, he was poor for a long time.
He's making good money now. So we'll see if he's upped his suit game going into year two in the Big Ten. But Ohio State was there. They were the feature team of day one of Big Ten Media Days.
Yeah.
He brought three players. Two of them you've heard of, one of them you're probably like, who's that guy? I don't know. Caleb Downs is back again, maybe the best safety in all of college football.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah Smith is back again, who
the best receiver.
Could be the best wide receiver, maybe in the NFL right now.
Maybe in football in general.
Maybe in all of football, the best wide receiver in all of football.
Yeah.
And then Sonny Styles, who is a linebacker. Those were the three players that Ohio State brought. The funny note on that yesterday is they showed up. Big Ten Media Days are now in Las Vegas. They moved them from Indy to Vegas, which is a great move for the conference. His players showed up to check into their hotel. And they couldn't check in. You might ask why. They're there for Big Ten Media Days. Why can't they? Aren't the rooms booked? It's Ohio State. Who doesn't know who Jeremiah Smith is? They have a policy at the hotel that you have to be over the age of 21 to check yourself in. And none of the three players that he brought are over 21. And so they had to call Ryan Day, their head coach, and he had to go over to the front desk and check, be like their adult representative to check his players into the hotel.
Somebody asked Petitti, why did you choose Vegas this year? And I think he gave him a nice, polite answer, and I just thought, yeah, I'd be in Vegas or Indy, dude.
Where would you rather go? Where is it cheaper to go, and where is there
it's
more to do?
It's a more accessible area to get to
I was there in Indy last
people.
Year, and other than going to the world-famous St. Elmo Steakhouse.
That was it.
One of my favorite stories. This guy's nervous to get a St. Elmo's meal. He's like, you think they'll call me back?
You think I'm going to get that? I'm going to turn in that stub and see what they say.
Dude, you're over there. Yeah, go do it.
We went in Rome. I'm eating one of those steaks, baby. Well, Jeremiah Smith was there yesterday, and we love doing this kind of stuff. Like, hey, remember when the Blazers pushed the Mavs and they were the hardest team that they played before they went on to win the NBA Finals?
Ron Artest said Brandon Roy was going to be the best player in the NBA.
Like, fans love doing this kind of stuff, and this was one for Duck fans yesterday. Because the first game is the one that we want to remember. The second one we try and block from our memory. Here is Jeremiah Smith, their all-world wide receiver on going on the road to Eugene.
It was rocking. Probably the loudest thing I've ever been in. The fans was definitely, you know, getting high. Crowd was, couldn't hear anything, stuff like that. But probably the best stadium I played in last year.
He said our stadium was loud. It was loudest. It was so loud. That was yesterday. Day two of Big Ten Media Days.
Would Penn State have been louder if it wasn't the Big Nooner?
Yeah, ooh, probably.
I've never been to Penn State.
I mean, there's twice as many people, so I would think it could be.
It's close to, what, 110,000?
I think it's 110.
God, dude, they made them play the game at 11 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. People at Penn State were so pissed.
And it was freezing. Like, Autzen, though, is uniquely built where that, what is it? Is it 56 or is it 60?
They get north of 60.
60 okay, when they get this, all the standing room.
And they pack you in like nobody's
Sardines.
Business for those big games.
And I've been in there at Thunderdome. So
yeah. 106 is the Beaver Stadium at Penn State. 106,000.
Go Beavs.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
I don't know where Beaver Stadium came from. That's a good point. I don't know why it's called that at Penn State.
Big Oregon State fans.
Big Beaver fans.
Yeah, obviously.
Big Beaver fans.
Just like
fans.
Oregon. Autzen Stadium.
Go Beavs. Your teams today, before we get to Saturday's story, I'm going to exclude Oregon from this because we talked about them earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Most interesting team today. Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Northwestern.
No.
Penn State. Mm-hmm. Washington. Or Wisconsin.
Swag said Penn State was the most interesting or the biggest
storyline
right?
is like it's all it's never been as favorable for them to actually do it. They've always been kind of right there. It's like, well, maybe this is the year. They got everything that you could hope to have for it to be the year. And that's why I think it's different. If they don't do it this year.
Yeah, when's the last time they were preseason number one for the
conference? Not happen very often.
I don't know if they've ever been.
And that's Pate's whole point on Penn State. People say they're overrated. He's like, they're properly rated. Nobody picks them to win the conference. They usually finish in third.
Everybody back. They're like, properly rated.
This year they are. This year you should be the favorite going in. You're the returning quarterback.
But the most interesting team is probably Washington.
See, I was going to say the same thing. Today of the groups, I'm going to listen to the Franklin stuff and see what Penn State guys are saying.
Yeah.
I'm with him, though. Washington's schedule,
very manageable.
Damon Williams had a great Manning camp. Like, people were ranting and raving about his Manning camp performance. He's coming back. He's got some experience. Jonah Coleman had a good year, and their O-line sucked. They had nobody back last year. And I think we kind of just make fun of them in this region because it's that natural Oregon-Washington rivalry.
I think part of it, too, was losing to the Cougs after leaving them to die, and then the Cougs beat them.
Sure, but Jed Fish may have shored this up a little bit. And, man, can you imagine if they end up having an 8-4, 9-3?
What's a good year for the Huskies this year in your mind?
A great year to me is a 9-3 season.
9-3 would be great.
That's a great year given year two what they lost and had to replace after DeBoer's title team.
They were 6-6 last year. Dude, in
9-3 is that's a great season in that conference. And so I think if they can get to that point, you're going to feel really good about the future. And if that 9-3 includes a win over a certain team coming into their building from Eugene.
They should focus on beating the Cougs first, but, you know, to each their own.
I think they're going to do that.
Are they going to do that this year? Are you sure about that? Are they going to run goal line speed option to the short side of the field with the game on the line?
Are they
going to do that again? You sure about that?
What was their coordinator? Who was that again?
I can't remember who their coordinator was last year.
Why did they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, in real time, I'm like, no.
They open with Colorado State, UC Davis. They get the Cougs in Pullman this year. They do play Ohio State, Michigan, and Oregon. So three of the teams that I think people going into the year would say are the better teams. They go on the road to Wisconsin.
We'll see about Michigan.
Michigan's a big question mark for sure. Michigan on the road, Wisconsin on the road, Maryland on the road. Can they overcome the mighty Terrapins? But yeah, I 9-3 would be an incredible year for the Huskies. If they could pull that off, good year. I think you just, like, you go 8-4, 7-5, like, you just show a right step with a young quarterback. I think you're feeling fine after year two.
Brendan Carroll. The sons of coaches. Brendan Carroll was the OC, and Steve Belichick was the TC. Of course, obviously, was going to go to North Carolina.
That's right.
And Brendan Carroll, I forget. They got Jimmy Doherty now.
Okay. They changed it up there. Yeah. So it's day two of the Big Ten Media Days.
Where do you go with that?
I think I agree with you. Also, it's hard to, like, am I in my local bubble picking Washington? Are they, like, truly the most interesting story?
Well, you know it's not Northwestern.
It's not Northwestern. It's not in Minnesota. They're both eliminated.
Yeah.
Wisconsin would be the other candidate for me. Like, Penn State, I kind of know. It's like, I know what you got. I know what the storyline is. I don't need to hear anything from you. Drew Aller's there. That's great. If you don't win the conference this year, I'd say that's a bit of a disappointment. Wisconsin's the other one of, like, dude, you just extended Fickell. You have one of the hardest schedules in the country. He's been a massive disappointment in his time there.
Well, he's had to change up. He got there, and it was like, I'm going to throw.
Air raid.
And then he was like, oh, we can't do that. So now he's trying to go back to the old Wisconsin.
Let's find big guys that like cheese and milk. And
which makes that hire weird.
Yes.
I thought that was a weird place for him to pick and a weird, like, institution to pick a coach. Was like,
he was humming at Cincinnati. Dude, he got Cincinnati as a non-power team into the college football playoff.
It, but, like, you run the ball. You're the big bullies, right? You're eating all the gravy and mashed potatoes. Like, he wanted to pivot out of that, and then he realized he couldn't, and so he's trying to get back into that. I don't know.
So Wisconsin would be the one that I would point out and say, I'm fascinated by where they go, because we asked Pate this yesterday about the Big Ten and his biggest question about the conference, and it essentially being, how does the Tier 2 of the conference look? Like, going into the year, I think we would all say Penn State's going to be good. Ohio State's good every year.
Yeah.
Oregon State, you know, do they go 10-2, 9-3, 11-1? They're going to be good.
Oregon State's definitely going to do that.
Right? Like, we feel like we know the top
Beaver end. On the brain.
Who are the middle of the pack? Who is it? Nebraska? Is it Wisconsin?
It's USC. It's like Nebraska.
Washington. Who breaks through? Who reaches that top tier of the Big Ten?
I think it's Nebraska, USC, and Washington.
Are the three that you look at this year that should do it or can do it?
Yeah, if you were to separate Penn State, let's just, for one more year, put Michigan there.
Fine with that. Okay. They won a national title 2 years ago.
Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, whichever one.
So you got four teams in that top tier.
They're the top tier. That next tier for me is those three.
Yeah. And maybe it's Illinois this year. Maybe Illinois is the one that fights for a conference title spot this year. Maybe it's Indiana again.
So, yeah, maybe there will be more than that. But I think USC, Washington, certainly Nebraska, those are three teams I have of, like, they could take a leap.
Yeah.
Good leap.
Big Ten Media Days, day two in Las Vegas. And you're going to hear Dan Lanning live on with the firm with Harrison Meringue coming up at 12:15 today. And they're also going to have Tyson Alger on, our good buddy from the I-5 corridor, I believe at 11:15. Is that what Harris said?
11:15. Because Lanning will be on at noon, so that'll be enough time to talk about it and then get ready for Dan.
Great right to go. It's great to go right into local programming when we're done, and that's coming up here in 45 minutes. Let's get to Stat or Story, our first FM edition. If you're new to the show, new to the segment, we'll explain what it is, and we'll do it next on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, it's Stat or Story time. And one of the rare occasions, this doesn't happen very often, but I guess it's the benefit of an extra hour on our show.
Yeah.
We get to watch a live baseball. Our teams are playing right now.
Day, yeah.
Top of the first inning, getaway day in Atlanta.
Already got a runner on. Strider, here we go. Going to give up three runs, and we're going to score one, and we're going to lose again. That's the Braves.
We're playing pretty bad right now, so we might be able to match you today. We'll see. It's a race to the bottom currently between our two teams, but we'll see how it plays out in Atlanta. Decision day. This is Stat or Story. Hello, everybody. Stat or Story. It's a segment we do every Wednesday. And the way that the segment works is we're all going to give you a number.
Take turns,
passing it around. We give out a number. That number then comes with a stat or a story associated with it. And it is the job of the other host and you listening wherever you are listening to decide, is that number a stat or is it a story? Would you like me to go first to launch it off today?
Absolutely.
Your number today.
Okay.
You ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? Your number today. Mm-hmm. 24. 24. Is it the number of total touchdowns that Mekhi Hughes, the new running back at Oregon, scored in his 2 years at Tulane? 24 total touchdowns in 2 years.
That's some good highlights, man.
Yeah. Or is it the age of an influencer who likes to film herself going swimming, did not realize that in one of the places where she swam, or she talked about it smelling funny and being a little bit warmer, that she was swimming in raw sewage.
I'm going to go story here, Bob.
The story?
I think you're...
24 touchdowns in 2 seasons, you
that
said?
That seems a little light.
He was at Tulane for 2 years.
I know he was really good, and people are excited about... That's a lot of tutties.
Oh, I think that's light.
You think he scored more than 24 touchdowns
in 2 seasons is light?
That's 12 tutties a year, or a bigger tutty, a lower tutty.
I'm going
story. You're
going
to go story.
That's an average of one a game. If you're playing in Tulane in whatever conference that
they're in... You poo-pooing Tulane.
You're also poo-pooing 24 tutties in 2 seasons.
Group of five poo-pooer over here.
Guy,
we got B1G Swigart on our hands.
Yeah. I'm going to go story.
So you're both story, but for different reasons. Got to do it twice. He scored 24 touchdowns in 2 years.
That's
incredible. He had, let me pull up the numbers. 7 rushing touchdowns his freshman year. He rushed for 1,400 yards as a freshman at 7 touchdowns. Last year, he had 15 rushing touchdowns and 2 receiving touchdowns. He rushed for nearly 1,500 yards. That accounts for a total of 24 touchdowns
in
2 seasons.
Like, who's right here to you?
You would be more right. If you would have argued that logic to me, I would have sided with you. Not less. Because he's only been there for 2 years, so you're telling me he's a true freshman, he's playing right away, and then scoring that many touchdowns 2 years in? That's a lot of touchdowns in 2 years. He had a total of 17 last year. That's a lot of tutties. No, the story is an influencer, but the influencer is 33 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think this was down in South Africa, if I'm not mistaken. And essentially, she's big on TikTok, I guess, filming herself swimming in different bodies of water and relaxing in the ocean and all that kind of stuff. And she jumps in. She films the entire thing. You can go watch it on her TikTok. And she's talking about, you know, the water smells a little funny today. The water's a little warmer than it usually is. I swim here quite often. And the video gathered over 2.3 million views. And it was the viewers of the video that ultimately figured out where she was and what she was doing, and understanding that she was swimming in a place that they had just spent a lot of time dumping raw sewage into.
God.
She said, quote, "When I was swimming in it, I had no idea it was sewage. When I got into the car, my husband said it looked like I had sewage on my face, and we joked about it, not knowing that it was in fact true. Only once when the comments started coming in did I realize what I had done. Some locals said they saw on the news about sewage leaking into the ocean at that beach. I noticed the water looked darker than usual, especially in that spot. It was very brown, very murky, a little bit warmer than usual. I definitely got it in my mouth. I was going underwater and playing around in the foam."
Oh, my God. Oh,
how many showers does that take?
Not enough.
Not enough.
Infinite. 24
till the end of time. 24 showers is how many it takes.
I'll go next. Your number is 4.
4.
4.
4. Is it the amount of games Bears quarterback Caleb Williams had a higher completion percentage than 70 in last season, as his new head coach, Ben Johnson, says he wants his completion percentage to be 70% this year?
Okay, 70% or greater?
Oh, greater than 70%.
Greater than 70%, okay.
Or is it the ranking Bend, Oregon came in for CNN's best towns list in America in 2025?
Wow. I'm going to go story. And my dirt logic is that I think it could have been more than four. He had some rough moments. He played better as the year went on.
Do you want the season completion percentage? I'm just asking.
Sure, why not? 50-something?
62.5%.
62.5%. Yeah, I'm still going to say I could see it being five or six, and then with some absolute duds in there where he's down at like 52% in some games, throwing the ball a lot. And Bend is wonderful, and it's a magical place, wonderful. And it should be in the top five, and I'm going to go story.
I'll go story as well.
Wow, look at you guys.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Was my logic right?
Yeah.
Wow. That doesn't happen very often.
He had five.
Five,
five
yeah.
games last year, including an almost 80% game
yeah.
of 70-plus percent completion percentage. Ben Johnson says, we need that number for the season on average to be 70%. So let's keep an eye on that for Caleb Williams.
That's yeah, manageable.
According to CNN.com, I know, fake news for some, their best towns list around America, Bend, Oregon comes in at number four.
Oh, we got silence here.
Our system's crashing.
I don't know what happened.
It's all over. Here are the towns behind Bend. Number five, Annapolis, Maryland. Never been.
Annapolis, Maryland's beautiful. It's where the Naval Academy is.
Number six, Petaluma.
California.
California.
I don't know if I've ever been to Petaluma.
Me either. La Cruces, New Mexico?
Las Cruces.
Las Cruces.
New Mexico yeah. State University.
Ah, there you go. Okay. Number eight, Northampton, Massachusetts. And number nine, Clarksdale, Mississippi. And number 10, Rapid City, South Dakota. Could you guess the cities above Bend, Oregon? 3, 2, and 1, according to CNN.com.
I mean, I'm going to guess they're kind of random plate. None of these seem like they're big cities, so they're all kind of random, run-of-the-mill.
I will tell you this.
Can I throw a Savannah, Georgia in there? Is that in there?
It didn't make it. You'll know these three towns.
Charlestown?
Our boss is near one of them. Our former boss.
Our former boss.
Our former brand man.
Is
near one of them.
Somewhere in Virginia? Roanoke, Virginia? No?
I think more home.
North Carolina. Raleigh? Durham.
Durham.
Yeah.
Roy Williams. Home of Chapel Roy Williams.
Hill. Chapel Hill?
If you read the Roy Williams book, you'd know this.
I did not read the Roy Williams book.
Asheville.
Oh, Asheville. I have been to Asheville. Asheville's awesome.
Is it?
It's a beautiful town.
That's number three. Number two, it's a state kind of close to us.
I'm out of guesses. I give up.
Okay, Missoula, Montana.
Ah, I've never been.
Never been either. And number one, Ithaca.
Ithaca, New York.
Ithaca, New York. Wow.
Okay. Ithaca, New York. They cite natural wow factor, outdoor activities, wine insider, college town culture.
Is that road trip or Euro trip?
Road trip.
Road trip. That's right.
Yeah.
Ithaca University, wasn't it? Isn't that the name of the university? Yeah.
You know, because it's your dog.
It's your dog. All right, what do you got, Swag?
Your
great start for Strider.
132. Awesome. 132.
132.
Is it the number of combined completions in NCAA college football games between Austin Novosad and Dante Moore?
Oh.
Or is it the number of the episode of the famous Yada Yada episode of Seinfeld, as today is International Yada Yada Day?
And this is a story.
See, now at this point after last week, I can't tell if you're screwing with me or not.
Last week, I got it right when I told you.
You did?
Yeah.
And then it came out. You were lying to me.
Do what you want to do. Yada, yada, yada. I know the answer. Yada, yada, yada.
I will use some dirt logic here. Like, 132, Novosad has played hardly at all in 3 years. Like, how many total completions can that guy have in 2 years?
Don't outthink the room, dude. Choose.
I got to show my work, how I get there. I got to show my math. I can't just write down the final answer.
Work is wrong.
I got to show you my equation and how I did my process to get there.
There's no partial credit here.
I know.
I don't get 75% right.
Guess.
I'll go story.
Okay, what did you say?
I gave you the first answer.
You said story, right?
Yes.
You idiot.
Yada, yada, yada. There's no way they've completed.
Dante Moore has thrown 121 completions. Austin Novosad 11. That makes 132.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. You're not counting the completions to the other team when he threw those pick sixes, are you?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
Because he did it a lot. The famous Yada Yada Day or Yada Yada episode of Seinfeld was the 153rd episode, the 19th episode of the 8th season, as famously George's new girlfriend liked to use Yada Yada a lot, said, ran into her ex-boyfriend the other night, yada, yada.
I'm very tired today.
Yeah. And then
Elaine does the yada, yada about a date.
They got together with ex-boyfriend, turned out. Don't mean to, you know, if you haven't seen Seinfeld, that's your
You can't yada, yada over the sex.
No.
Exactly.
Stories. No.
Turned out the new girlfriend was a shoplifter. Anyway, no, today is International Yada Yada Day. Apparently 7 years ago on this day, 7 or 8 years ago on this day, Jerry Seinfeld and Jason Alexander reenacted that scene in his Coffee with Comedians in Cars podcast that he did. And referenced the actual, he knew of the holiday.
Is that Larry, still going on?
Larry David? No, he has not done that show in a few years.
Okay.
Have you seen Larry David's doing a new thing?
No. What's he doing?
He's doing something with HBO.
A movie, show,
I believe it's a limited series is how it was described.
I'm all for it. I'll watch anything, Larry David.
It was a Barack Obama executive produced project.
Aha, for Larry David, huh? How many different things have a day? Is that deserving of a day?
Everything has a day.
Everything
Can
has
we get a day.
A day?
Can our show get a day? Can we have 105.1 The Fan Day?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Did we not get a proclamation from Mayor Wheeler there?
It's an American history sketch comedy show is how it's described.
Okay. Not knocking my socks off, but I'll watch it. I'm curious. Anything Larry David related, I'll put an eye on it.
I'll give it a chance.
Yeah. There you go. Stat or story. Every Wednesday, we're assuming 9:15 is where we'll keep this, but, you know, we're exploring the space. We don't know where this is all going to go. There you go. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you played along at home. Let's get to a couple other notes out of the National Football League, including one owner who has had a bit of a microscope on him of how are you handling this situation. Do we believe what he's saying, and do you buy what he is selling you? That is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Safe to play his rap again? Are we cool doing that? I mean, it's, you know, Dame Dolla still a thing? Is he still coming out with albums?
You told me when he was here the first time, though, you loved it. That was amazing.
Dude, it's the best rap out there. Is he still making albums?
I don't think he is.
Did he stop doing the music?
I doubt he stopped doing music.
Still doing music, but just not... It's a big deal when you come out with albums. I remember being on a golf trip with a couple of buddies when that album, whatever the last one, I can't, Dame Dolla, whatever he called it, and they wanted to listen to it the entire time on the golf course. Yeah, that impact, man. The legend of Rip City's back, baby.
One of my all-time favorite quotes is Ozzy Osbourne being interviewed by MTV, being asked, who would you want to play you in a movie? And he said, Denzel Washington.
That's great. A couple of thoughts here at the...
Michael B. Jordan for me, please.
Yeah, I think I go that way. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. Somebody said, Dirt deserves a Short King Day. Thank you. I'll take a day. You want to give it to me? Short Kings Unite. Shout out to my other shorts out there.
How high is the chair that we put the Short Kings in to celebrate?
Got to be pretty high. Like, what's the bar for Short Kings? What is, it's like the reverse cutoff, right? Like, you got to be this tall to ride the ride. What's the cutoff for you have to be under this to be a Short King? 5'9"? 5'10"? What are we going?
What are you at?
5'8"? That's what, you won't offend me. I'm a Short King. I know it.
Okay.
I'm tiny. It's all right.
I don't think you're tiny.
I'm tiny. It's all right.
Patrick came in here after our show yesterday and sat how in exactly the chair I'm in. His legs were just dangling down.
Mine don't do that at all. My legs totally touch the ground when I sit in this chair.
Absolutely. We all believe you.
Somebody said, Dirt, I texted in earlier saying you're no longer my second favorite host. My fan power rankings are Rop, Dirt, Sprague, Harris, Suk, and Meringue. Where did I get bumped down to? I was number two? What did Sprague bump over me for the Pop-Tart take? How do I get back on number two on the speed dial? Tell me a sports team that you love, and I'll give you a positive take
you'll
on
it. Just them. Lie. What if they're like, I'm a Husky fan?
Damn it! I should probably slip down a little bit further. And last one, Dirt and Sprague doing 4 hours is on par with Donovan Klingon playing 25 minutes.
Whoa!
Dude. Will our heads fall off at the end of this week doing
we
4 hours of radio?
We might die doing this.
Will we survive? He can't do it! You don't get it!
Now.
He can only play 17 minutes a game.
Is it fair to say... The first day going in, I was on 2 hours of sleep, and last night I went to bed at 10:45 p.m.
I'm running on fumes right now. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't feel like I have dropped in my performance, but I'm hitting a fat nap after this show today.
I may or may not have spent the entire last commercial break yawning the entire time, but you know what? I'm here. I'm grinding through it, baby.
Dirt did drop a...
I need more caffeine.
I'm pretty tired today.
I need more caffeine. This guy's been criticized a lot. He had... An argument that I'm curious if it made us adjust our opinion at all. NFL camps are opening up around the league, and the Bengals have had a spotlight on them. One, because they've been traditionally a bit of a cheap organization. Their star defensive tackle, or defensive end, I should say, is now in Florida. He just took an Instagram. He's like, gone. I'm out of here. I'm not showing up to camp. And they haven't signed their first-round pick. Mm-hmm. Here is Mike Brown, the owner of the Bengals.
Well, if we get a player who gets involved in something like that, or does something that is just unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I ought to be paying him. And so we say that if he got involved in conduct detrimental, we'd have the right to terminate the guaranteed part for the back years. He says, or his agent says, oh, no. You can terminate the guaranteed part only for the remaining part of the year in which the event occurs. Oddly, something like this has never occurred in my memory with us. I don't think it's going to occur. So we're sitting here arguing over something that I think is pretty remote. And I ask myself sometimes why the hell we're doing it, but we are, and he's doing it too. And at some point, we got to put this stuff behind and just get him signed and get him up here and get him so he can be a contributor. He needs to get underway soon. It doesn't help him or us to have this strung out.
What an odd rant.
That's the argument from the
Did
owner.
Did Shamar Stewart go to jail?
He has not been to jail. So the analogy, the connection that people are make that I know of, maybe I'm speaking out of pocket there. I don't think I remember seeing he was in any sort of legal trouble. The example that people are pointing to in defending this take is the Quinshon Judkins scenario, in which he's now going through the legal process for doing something really bad.
But he's not
he had not signed his contract yet, and that was the point that some have made of, I'm sorry, buddy Ross Tucker made this argument of, like, that's why you wait to pay these guys, or that's why you fight over this guaranteed money in case something does happen. This is a unique one. Mike Elko at A&M said he's not coming back. If I'm a Bengals fan, I don't quite know how to feel. I'd be pretty pissed at the owner right now.
I don't know, man. It's there's such a interesting, weird organization.
Yes, they are.
They have so many things to be excited and happy about.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league, maybe the best wide receiver, one of the best wide receivers in the league.
We know they don't have the pockets that other people do,
yep.
But... then this guy comes out and talks about, well, what if he goes to jail?
I don't want to pay him if he's sitting in a cell somewhere.
He's not in jail.
Yeah. And he's your first-round pick at a position where you desperately need help because, as I mentioned earlier, your star defensive end is currently in Florida.
Who is their you know, we looked this up on the, during the break. I want to see who their second sack leader was.
Yeah, behind Hendricks.
Behind Hendrickson. See what that looked
pull
like.
Up the team log from last year. Yeah. We'll get to that after the break because we got to go here. Yeah. One final segment for us. Will we make it to our 25th minute like Donovan Klingon did? Find out.
We will.
We'll update the poll questions, get you set for your day in sports. Also, another big day here on 105.1 FM, The Fan Day 2, as Big Ten Media Days continue, and Dan Lanning will be on the podium later. We'll wrap it up on a Wednesday next on The Fan.
I was listening to the boys.
We're texting in about Ryan Day's pubic hair, so you can read those if you want.
Joseph Osai, by the way, was their second leading sack.
Joseph Osai. How many did he have?
Five.
Five. How many did Hendrickson have?
17 and a half.
17 and a half. Just a little bit of a gap there.
Just
a little
bit of
a gap. Dirt State needs to be May 3rd, 5'3". That's offensive. It's offensive. I'm not 5'3". It's too small.
Also, the
give
winner.
Give me 5'7". Can I have 5'7"? Can I have May 7th? Give me May 7th.
May 7th?
For Short King Day.
If the winner wins, right? The winner is crowned the winner by a woman picking them up under their armpits. I think.
Do I have to yell wee?
And your legs have wee! To kick back and forth.
I'm like picturing the pig in the from Geico the commercial. Yeah. Wee! Yeah. Wee! We're home. Oh, okay.
Everybody would hate that kid.
Everybody would definitely hate that kid. Before we get you set for your day in sports and what it's going to look like on 105.1
What's
FM,
on the rest
the
of the menu today?
What's on the menu for the rest of the day?
God,
brought
I'm
to
so
you
hungry.
By My Hunger. Let's take a look at a quick poll question results. We had three of them today.
Oh.
First up, do you still watch Hard Knocks on HBO? 73% of you say no, you do not. Some people saying it depends on the team.
I'll watch an episode. But I don't really care, and it's somewhat background filler, and that's then I'll be like, okay, this show
is... It's football
is
on my
it.
TV, and it's Leif Shriver, and I like his voice, you know? Usually some good sound effects. Guy's grunting.
It's the offensive line thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. Do you think 6-3 as a conference record in college football is a great record? 89% of you say no.
Congratulations.
It is not. And do you trust someone who does not like a Pop-Tart? It's a very even split early on.
Is it really?
Very even split early on. Let's see where we're at.
I think people are misconstruing our conversation, too, of like, I don't actively eat Pop-Tarts.
You love Pop-Tarts, but you don't actively eat them.
I don't buy them.
Yes.
My kids don't eat them. They will, but I don't buy them.
Rust was in here complaining about the price of Pop-Tarts. He said they're too expensive.
$5 for 8 Pop-Tarts is ridiculous. I mean, I'm like, you drive an extended crew cab Dodge truck. Your gas bill is ridiculous.
That's a little bit of a bigger problem.
Get out of here.
Do you trust someone who does not like a Pop-Tart? I do not like Pop-Tarts. 50.7% of you, so it's a 50.7 to a 49.3 right now, say yes, you do. Thank you.
That's close to not trusting.
It's close, though. It's close. Right now, you trust me. Those are your poll results. Let's take a look at the rest of the day in sports. I just watched Justin Verlander throw 77 pitches in the first inning, but somehow he got out of it.
No run score, which
just
sums up
somehow.
The Braves.
Both of our teams had
our team
like the bases loaded and couldn't score a run for either of them. It's nothing. And a vicious fight in Atlanta on getaway day there. Now, rest of the day in sports, mainly Big Ten Media Day. It'll be a big one. The firm with Harrison Moran coming up right when we're done here in about 8 minutes from now. They'll start. They're going to have Tyson Alger on the show. 11:15
yes.
of the I-5 corridor. When are we getting our 105.1 FM The Fan write-up in the I-5 corridor? Are we in the corridor yet?
I don't know.
We should be corridor worthy.
We do show a lot of love to him. I'm a paid member of the website.
He's my go-to.
He doesn't seem to reciprocate any of that.
Tyson, where you at, brother?
Attention.
Where you at, brother?
At all.
I want to be in the corridor. Yeah. I'm going to go scroll through the corridor and think. I believe he is in Las Vegas. I think he's live.
There's
there.
Probably a Timbers article, but there's no.
He's writing about the Timbers, but no.
Fan FM article.
No 105.1. Looking at you, Tyson. Where you at, buddy?
Did you catch the news anchor, by the way, on your piece? On the K2 piece?
Yeah.
Okay, so like,
I also didn't like the answer that they. I thought I gave better answers than that one. I didn't
think
they pulled
like four answers, and they just chose the one.
We did like a 5-minute long interview, and they just chose one. And I didn't think it was my strongest.
This isn't Anthony. I have a problem with who was the cameraman. Great guy.
Great guy.
The news anchor, rather dismissive of the move.
He was.
She was like, and it's the second time a Portland station has gone from the AM to the FM. As if, like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, you know.
As they played us in B-roll, and I just went.
Show a little respect, all right?
Look, lady.
Put a little respect on my name.
I don't know. The tone.
Is that, they didn't get it right, because I believe the other station started as an FM station and then went back to AM.
Okay, maybe I'm misquoting, but it was like, it's the second time a Portland sports station's been on the FM.
Who's hollering back there? I can hear everybody on your microphone. Who's in your booth right now?
Shut up.
No, it's the door is open. People are coming in. They're wanting to set up. We're not used to this.
No,
like,
I'm not ready yet. I'm not done. Don't force me out of my studio yet. You haven't even played. Oh, there's my music. Okay.
Time to get out of here.
I'm going to go drink some caffeine or take a 4-hour nap. Ooh, unfortunately, I have to watch an 18-month-year-old, so that's probably not going to happen. So how much caffeine will I consume today? 3-hour nap, dude. I can't. Dude, I will spoil the hell out of that kid if he gives me a 3-hour nap today.
I mean, his nap time is going to be your nap time.
Yeah.
We're sleeping together, buddy.
Yeah. When you go down, I go down. When you get up, I get up. Oh, get out of here. All right, stop it. Tyson Alder, 11:15 on the firm.
Dan Lanning.
Noon. Am I supposed to say their names or did I just say the firm?
I don't know.
Also, we have a show name. What's about this yesterday. Yeah, it's Dirt and Sprague.
Dirt and Sprague.
In the mornings.
You know they're now in the mornings?
One's Duck, one's Beaver.
Now in the mornings. Yeah, it's pretty, been 5 years, but you know.
That
new to the
mornings. Show name, right?
In the morning,
Dan Lanning, 12:15, scheduled to take the podium.
Day two, of Big Ten Media Days, folks. That will do it for us. Thanks so much for being a part of our day. And if you're missing the show, go check the podcast at 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, and we'll tweet it out, Dirt and Sprague as well. Give us a follow. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm with Harrison Meringue is next on 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.